Chapter 9. Andras walked quietly through the thick, dark forest. Mabon was to his left, and Evan was to his right. All three held their swords in their right hands, and their shields in their left hands. They had searched for hours and hours, so they were tired. There was only an hour of daylight left, and they didn't want to be in the forest at night. "I think we should stop and think about this," said Mabon. "We need to come up with a better plan."
"Any plan would be good," said Evan.
"Shh," said Andras.
Suddenly, there was a loud noise. Before anyone knew what was happening, something ran out of the trees. It was the boar. It ran straight towards Evan with incredible speed. He stood there, shocked.
"Evan, move!"
shouted Andras. But it was too late. The boar put its head down and hit Evan directly in the stomach. Andras ran after the creature as it disappeared into the forest. He ran and ran, but the creature was too fast and he lost it. Eventually, Andras stopped running to catch his breath. All was quiet. Suddenly, there was a loud noise and the trees shook. The boar exploded out of the trees and ran towards him. Andras jumped to the side just in time. He held up his shield in front of him as the creature ran at him again. It hit the shield and knocked Andras to the ground. The boar turned and looked at him. Andras looked at the creature's wild eyes and long tusks. He knew the creature wanted to kill him. Andras held his shield tight, and the boar ran at him again. Andras rolled out of the way just in time, but he dropped his sword. The boar kept running at him. But Andras was getting tired. The boar knocked him to the ground. He was bleeding. Before he had time to get up, the boar ran at him again. This time it looked like the end for Andras. But then he found his sword. Just as the boar reached him, Andras gave a loud shout and pushed his sword straight into the creature's neck. The boar was moving so fast that the sword went straight through its neck and came out the other side. Andras quickly got to his feet, but the boar was dead. He raised his sword and brought it down. The boar's head rolled away.
"I've done it," cried Andras happily. "I've killed the boar. Now I'll collect the shield and then I will be king."
He picked up the head and went to find his friends. When he found them, Mabon was kneeling on the ground. He held Evan in his arms. There was a lot of blood.
"He's dead," said Mabon when he saw Andras. "The boar killed him."
Mabon cried as he held the body of his friend.
The two men returned to King Owen's hall. The king was very glad the boar was dead. He held a huge meal to celebrate the success of the two warriors. Andras placed the boar's head in the center of the table. He ate and drank and laughed. He was a hero here, and he was going to be a king in his own land. There were loud cheers when he told the story of the battle with the boar. There were more cheers when King Owen gave him the golden shield. Among all the noise and cheering, only one guest was quiet. Mabon sat sadly in the corner. He was thinking about his friend.
"Don't worry," said Andras when he saw his brother's sad face. "Evan died a hero. You should be proud of him. And I will be king when I return home. I will give money and land to Evan's family." The next morning, Andras was in no hurry to leave. The people here loved him. He liked being a hero. When he finally appeared, Mabon got straight on his horse.
"Come on," he said. "Everything is ready. Let's go home."